holding the lamb of the bell. The Rashi is the first Rashi in the white lines, third line down. The Sharzol. So you can make arrangements that the repayment is Kasharzol. So instead of saying we're going to set the value of the grain based on what the shahr is now, and you'll have to pay back at that rate. If the value of chitin goes down, so the malva will get paid the grain based on the value which is then, as opposed to the value which is now. So he'll end up getting more. So that's what the ribis, and that's not a problem of ribis. Now, Bashar Poskim, in the average case of a person who's making an arrangement to purchase grain, and he's giving the money now to receive the grain over a period of time, so that's called being poisik. There's a lot of different poisik called the shar. Being not yetsay hashar, so that you can only do that once a market price has been established. But till that's done, since he's not being cut it right away, even though he's not doing it in the context of a halvor, it's not a deraisa of a halvor, it's a mechira. If the price is not established yet, it looks like an element of a havo with a ribis, because he's giving the money. He's giving the money now, not receiving the grain till later on. And even yetzei hashar, there is some grain available, but it's not an established set price because there isn't a large amount available, so it fluctuates. So it looks like he might be end up getting a lot more for his money than what he would get now. So that's in general, you have to wait till yetzei hashar. We can't pursue b'shas avok b'kach b'kach akablim b'yetzei hashar shal shas afrosha. We can set up an amount. I skipped, they went the wrong line. Abishal yotz hashar. So he can set up the halvor to get a certain amount as payment, even without the shar being out.
Okay.
Be more logical, come on, Mefarish. Then it says if the one of the points it says in the price, so be more logical in a chaser. And then it says Yisrael Shabaylim Kigun Shavo Kadei Shir Chumois Shanazu. The loan was the understanding that he'll get the truma of this year. And the expectation was he's going to get this year's crop, the truma from this year's crop. Then
he saw that
the fields had blight. When he sees Moshe Havva, when revived the concern case, and the Malbut just basically gave up hope of getting the payment. And he said the statement of the concern case was in words that indicates a yush. And then the mice of the field, the crops recovered. Saint Mafresh Aleim, and the Yish Dover Ha'aved Hu. So Yish applies to it's as if the item has been is gone, it's lost. So the more is going to So Pasha means he was Moichel the Chayv. He let go of the Chayv. He expected to get paid with that. It's gone. He's, even though it turned out that it was effective, that it did produce, he lost his rights to it. Okay. Is that the Gemara? We're holding in the second line of the Gemara. Remember, Pasha Gimem Kashar Azol. So he can make arrangements to receive it based on what the shahr will be then, the shahr zol. Of course, it's pshita. So the Gemara says that you're allowed to do that. That's a din of, that there is a din of peskel peiris. So the Gemara says, no, hakamash malon, dafa bishal apasak, kimisha apasak dummy. The Mor says, "Vayim mishum ribis." So why isn't this a problem of ribis? My time, akim in the chiles le lo yoyv le kistei dami ein mishum ribis. So the Mor says that the arrangement in the Mishnah was that there's no truma; he doesn't have to pay. So it comes out it wasn't a loan which is going to be paid no matter what. It's only a loan which will be paid if there is the truma. So that downgrades it from being a bona fide loan, because bona fide loan is that there is a key of haguf that he must pay no matter what. So therefore, even though these other halachas would, by case of a halva, there'd be problems with a true halva, there'd be a problem being posik kishar azol. It's normally only mutter by case of mechira, but this functions like a case of mechira because it's not a loan which has to be paid no matter what. Okay.
I don't understand this. Because it says like shita, but then says yeah, okay, but like when we have this ribbis issue, that's not so pasha.
I promised myself I was going to look into that question yesterday because I had the same problem, but I didn't. That's the first promise that I promised myself that I didn't keep. So I was trying to think of an answer now, and nothing is coming up. The Pasha of the Gemara's understanding that Emishum Ribis is Rashi learned that. The Emishum Ribis is a new line. There's one thing you can press the Kashar Zol. Emishum Ribis is over here, it's even Mutti, even Ashalai, before Yatzah Hashar. Now that's a different din than the din of Peskim Kishar Zol. So it's really two dinim. Now, the first din only makes sense once you know the second din is true. But once the second din is true, the first one is Pshita.
Yeah, once you know the second din, it's Pshita.
I'm saying, but it's not like it's all one din with the more saying a reason. So that then the Mor doesn't make any sense at all. The Mor says, here's the din, and here's the reason. And then yes, Pshita, and he said, well, why is it true? That's ridiculous. It's sort of a din. And that's true, that once the second din is true, then the first din also is Mamash Pashit. So even though in the presentation of the Braisa, so the phrase Pshita is a little bit funny, the Mor is Kasha is funny, but since the second halacha is true, then the first halacha is automatic. So what's the Chiddush of the first halacha? Chiddush is, even without a psika, it works. Which means that we're allowing over here even if he did not speak out that if the market fluctuates, he gets more grain. He gets more grain. Right. So that's what we're adding. So the Brisa said there's no din of Hashmata Shviyas. Since he cannot be Tabeya him, so it's only a loan which is standing for a Nagisa. And the Torah says, but since it's Shmiyas, lo yigoyz, that's where there's a din of Hashmata Shmiyas. Over here, he has no way to collect the loan. Can't collect money from it. If there's grain, he gets the grain. If not, not. Okay, mimbo lachzer enochayzer. This arrangement, he can't back out of the arrangement. Okay.
I'm sorry, is this the Shemitah issue, is it, you know, just like a, like will be explained by the Ribbis, or is it, you know, a separate issue of the fact that he's never going to the borrower, right? In other words, Yugos is, you know, you can't approach the borrower, and here there's no approaching of the borrower. He's taking care of it.
Right, you're correct. So, that's the more thing. You're right, correct.
That sounds a little.
Same. No, it's
a ribbous issue.
Well, if the law would be that if there be no grain, he could collect the money, then there's Nagisa.
Right.
So then the Isser Lo-Yugos would apply, whether he goes to the grain or not. It doesn't help you. Because the loan is Nitzan Latvi, right? He can be Tevei of the loan. So then the Torah says, now the Torah says the Shvi'is is Meshamit. So the fact that he pays with the grain wouldn't help him. Because paying the grain is paying off the sheep and haguf that he has. Marshall learns this gemara that the point of the gemara over here is that beikir, it's not really a sheep and haguf anymore. It's a sheep and the chasim. Because the person has no personal chiyuv anymore to give him anything. He has a right to get the chasim X. And he gets involved in his when he discusses the status of corporations and halacha regards the halvos. This is one of the gemaras that he brings, if I recall correctly. See, both lachs are in a chaser. If they want to change the arrangement, they can't. So the murmur publishing the balabais bekayin. I will bekayin balabais in both lachs are chaser. So the balabayas can't change the arrangements. There is the malva. There's a kohen. But the other way around, the kohen could back out. Why? It's not. Noslamos l'mashachemenu peiris yacholasabai. In other words, we're making it our Mishnah that even though one is not a Zaycha, it's clearly he was a Zaycha. In other words, it functions along the lines of a Mechira. That even though really you can't be Machnit, we created a vehicle that you could be Machnit to him. So it's like a Mechira. Well, in the case of a Mechira, when he gives money, he doesn't get the payers yet. So even Midrash and Mos or Karnas, the Mora says that the Chamor Masakin that he could be Chayzer, gets a Mishapar if he is Chayzer, but he gets a Mishapar, he has the ability to be Chayzer. And if it's just a Klala issue, so then in certain circumstances it's Mutter.
I'm not following.
Right. He could
say. Means he gives the money back.
Correct, but if the pshat is, there was, we're downgrading this relationship from a havoah to mechira. Or it's functioning like a mechira. That's why it's not from a ribbis, etc. So if it's functioning like a mechira, so there's dinim of chazon. I give you the money back, and I back out of my arrangements.
You couldn't do that anyway. Just because, in other words, like, I'm prepaying the loan essentially. Like, and then you're distinguishing between a regular loan. But and I said, what the finish is, because the loan was returning the money. Why doesn't he have that right?
I mean, the Kiddush over here is the other way around. That even though the more presents it one way, but the as it comes out, we're dealing with the malv as if he's a lokeach, and the loiva as if he's a moicher. And therefore, the lokeach gives the money to the moicher and gets the produce. Right? So the malva who's giving the money is like a lokeach, and the loiva which is receiving the money is like a moicher. So normally, in that arrangement, where he gave the money, and he gave the money, but they haven't actually received the item yet, so both parties can back out. It's actually what Chalukas Tanoim. But Rishim and Chachamim, according to Chachamim, both parties can back out. The merchant can say, you know what, I changed my mind, I don't want to sell it. The lekeach can say, you know what, I changed my mind, I don't want to buy it, so give me my money back and keep your papers. So the more over here is saying that the lekeach slash malva can't back out, because at his end he created a sheba to the loiva slash moicher, but the loiva slash moicher could back out. See, if, as much as you're telling me that it's like a mechira, Moshe, if it's like a mechira, both parties can back out. So both, if it's not like a mechira, both parties can't back out. So the fact that the loiva can back out, i.e. give the money back, That part is not the Kiddush. The Kiddush is that the Malva Lokeach can't back out. But his ends. So Rapapa, Solution on the Balabais, Bekoyin Balabais, in Bolach, so it's Choyzer. Like, there's no Havamina that it could do that, because even if you charge it as a Mechira, he could back out. But the more saying, I need to point that out, because you're right, if it's a Havoah, I can give the money back, but if it's a Mechira, there's a commitment, so you bought it already. The more says, no, that's not true. If it be Mechira, I should argue that you bought it already, it's too late. The Moshe says, no, that's the lachem. That's the Moshe. The Moshe I'm going to pay. This is Yochel Lachzer. But let's just do that. Let's piece of Gemara and we'll leave the Rashi for tomorrow. This Yashua Bailim Ein Ma'aver Jalei Lefish Ein Mefish Ein Olavid. The Moshe says Pshita. There's nothing there. Nothing to collect. So whereas Lutzira the Ikum, the field turned around and actually did produce. The fact that it became a sukkah is significant, and the malva should collect the payers. That the yush takes that away. Okay, so. Let's,